it started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Loose Ties, a much-awaited episode.
Ooh, ooh.
As always, I'm Sid.
And I'm AJ.
We took a little break, I believe, right?
Yeah, just 1 week.
Yeah, we took a week break. A lot of craziness going on in the world and our personal lives. So hopefully we'll be back on a roll.
We were on like a 7 week streak.
Which is surprising because like we both have busy schedules. So that the fact that we were able to do it, but I quit my job. So now I can do it.
And now you have nothing going on.
Exactly. So my schedule is always cleared.
And over the time that we were gone, we got some new friends from North Carolina, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Florida. So, what's up, guys?
Wow, Florida.
Yeah.
Sorry, that excites me because it's Disney World. We talked about this.
Yeah, we talked about that a while ago.
Yeah. So, don't go listen to that podcast if you're from Florida and you love Disney World because Andrew will offend you with his non-Disney ways.
Yeah.
So, I guess if we just want to jump right into it, the first, if you hear a squeaking in the background, forgive me. I'm a fur parent. The first thing that's been happening is there is a massive Ebola outbreak in Congo. If you don't know what Ebola is, basically, terrible, terrible symptoms, right? I mean, I kind of look at it as you kind of turn into like this zombie.
Yeah, pretty much.
You get really sick, like you might have the flu, but then you're going to have unexplained bleeding. And this bleeding, I could be wrong, it could come from like any orifice of your body, right? Like your ears, your eyes.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's pretty scary and pretty serious. According to the World Health Organization, actually, right now, ironically, is the largest Ebola epidemic on record.
This year? Or the current one?
It says, this is from a statement from the World Health Organization. It says, the Democratic Republic of Congo is grappling with the world's second largest Ebola epidemic on record, with more than 2,200 lives lost and 3,400 confirmed infections since the outbreak was declared on August 2018. Oh so I God. Guess this has been going on for 2 years.
And no one said a word about it.
That's interesting. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, there's not a lot of light shed on that, but there's a lot of light shed on, like, coronavirus in the U.S., for example.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, they say it's an outbreak, but only 17 are infected and 11 have died, which is nowhere near the flu rates every year. So, I mean, I don't think it's anything to worry about, plus the borders are still shut down, basically, so there won't be anyone from Africa because, as you mentioned, it originated in the Congo, so no one from the Congo is going to be in the U.S. anytime soon.
That's true. I'm looking at this little graphic the World Health Organization has, and I can't do basic math, but correct me if I'm wrong. According to them, since 2018, they've had 3,400 cases. And out of those cases, 2,243 have died. So that's like a 50% death rate, right?
Over 50.
That's terrible.
Yeah, that's really crappy. That's actually pretty scary.
That is. I remember, but could that be, I don't know anything about Congo that much, but just looking from at these pictures, they don't seem as maybe developed or maybe they don't have the healthcare facilities that we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like a tight-knit country. You know what I mean? Like, people living on top of each other.
Oh, exactly. It's interesting, because when we had, it was one Ebola case in the U.S., right?
Yeah, something like that. It was like a 2018 meme.
I feel like the United States handled it very well. I mean, granted, it was just one person, but it could have gotten out of control.
True, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of weird how that didn't blow up, but the coronavirus did.
That is kind of weird. And the coronavirus, the death rates are less than Ebola, but Ebola is rarer. You're not gonna get Ebola. I'm just stating.
Well, unless you live in the Congo.
Unless you live in the Congo, but if you're here, I guess you got other things to worry about.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just hope it stays in Africa. Don't.
It's just terrifying. I mean, I've seen videos of people suffering from it, and it just does not seem fun at all. Yeah, so basically it starts out with dry symptoms, they call it. So like fever, chills, fatigue, you're feeling sick. And then it progresses to what they call wet symptoms, which is like constant diarrhea, constant vomiting. You might have hemorrhaging. So imagine like literally you're puking everything. You're pooping everything out, or you're bleeding everything out.
Oh, that's gross.
Like, what is left within you, you
And
know?
didn't this originate from Animal 2?
Like the OG Ebola, like, or this confirmed, like, outbreak?
Well, I think they're the same thing, aren't they?
Oh, I guess this is a continuation.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. This is, I don't know how true this is.
Okay.
But they're claiming that although scientists are unsure, they say bats are the likely source of the deadly virus.
Again, bats?
I know. Why is there a thing about bats?
I don't know.
I have a hard time believing that. I don't know. Call me a conspiracist.
I
Well, how many more things are we going to blame on the bats? Like, the bats are getting a bad rap.
Yeah, well, they are ugly.
But some of them are endangered.
Are they?
Yeah, but I guess no one cares now because people are going to be like, save the bats, and some people are going to be like, oh, they gave us corona and Ebola.
Yeah. All right, so we're gonna do a tier list now. We have 10 childhood shows that we watched, and we have five different categories. The best being watching every night, the second best being I'll put it on once in a while, the middle one being meh, the second to worst being could have been better. And the worst should have been canceled. I know it's harsh.
Jeez.
So yeah, do you want to just go back and forth? So you just list off a show, and then I'll list off one, and then we'll just place them in the different categories.
Okay, and there's no like parameters, like I could name a cartoon or a live TV show.
Yeah, like anything that we watched, like in that, I don't know, like childhood era, I guess.
Okay, let's do it. So you got one first in mind, or?
Yeah, sure. My first one is Drake and Josh.
I watch Drake and Josh faithfully, so I'm gonna put it in the number one category. Watched
I
every.
agree with that. It
I
was just
mean,
such a good show.
who was your favorite? That's the real question.
Well, at that time it was Drake, obviously, 'cause like, you
I
know,
agree.
everyone wanted to be like him.
Yep.
But now it's Josh because he's in David Dobrik's vlogs, so I'm like.
Oh man, I remember, I don't know why this is coming to mind, just ingrained in my mind, the one episode where Drake gives up candy and his immune system is actually so built up on candy that he gets acne for the first time in his life.
Remember that.
Oh man. Yeah, no doubt. I would watch it if they made a reunion or something.
Yeah, same, but I don't think it's gonna happen.
I don't think so either. I don't even know what Drake Bell is up to.
Just, I think he's making music, isn't he?
Oh, he is?
I think so. 'Cause I'm pretty sure he's singing the intro song, right?
Yeah, he sang the intro song, and I think he also like tried to have a spin-off career, right?
I don't know. But he has a song with a Mexican title that he put out last year, Fuego Lento.
Oh, according to Google, he did a film last year.
Which one is that?
I have never heard of this film. He voiced Oscar the Rabbit in The Big Trip. What is The Big Trip?
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
Well, I guess he's still. It looks like a bunch of animals.
Is it like a kid movie?
Kind of. It seems like a, you know, family-friendly movie.
Oh, okay. I see it now. Yeah. Oh,
that's well, cool. Good for him. I didn't even know he was still actually, like, involved.
Yeah, he's probably, like, set for life.
Probably with Drake and Josh.
Yeah. I wonder how much they made per episode. Must be insane.
Was there merch? I don't even remember. There must have been merch.
Definitely. Right? And if there wasn't at that time, they definitely put it out, like, later.
Oh, man. That intro song is just iconic.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh my gosh. Me and my fiance Skate, I'll have to send this to Andrew. We made our own Drake and Josh intro song with the song, and we would like skate in, and it was as if we had our own TV show.
It was like the intro. You're just skating.
Yes. Oh, so good.
That's funny.
So I guess I have to think of one now, right?
Yeah. Well, think of one. I'm pretty sure you already have one. So don't be sneaky.
I'm going to go with Rugrats.
Okay, so this is a little bit different for me because this is more your time.
Oh, true. Did you ever watch Rugrats, or you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do, but I just have a different opinion, I feel like.
Oh gosh, okay, I'm ready for the hurt.
I want to put them in the bottom two. Either could have been better or should have been canceled.
Should have been canceled? Rugrats was iconic. Okay? Did you ever watch the spinoff series All Grown Up, Rugrats?
No.
Did you ever watch the crossover episode between Rugrats and the Wild Thornberries?
No.
Really?
Nope.
It is so good. Anyone out there listening, please vouch for me. The Rugrats was just great. There was Chucky, who was all nervous. Do you know what I'm talking about, who Chucky is?
Yep.
And he was always, like, concerned about stuff. Like, I'm a Chucky.
Hmm.
Well, I would rate it... What's the second category?
Second to best?
Yeah.
That would be... I'll put it on once in a while.
I guess I'll rate it the second best just because I praised Drake and Josh so highly.
Okay. All right. I'll put it there.
I can't praise every show that high, right?
Yeah, well, I guess I can't really judge it because the last episode was 2004, so I was 3 years old. Well, no, I was 2 years old because August 1st.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Well, you should watch it. I'm sure there's 3 episodes online somewhere.
Yeah, probably. But I don't know if I'll watch it. Next category. Not next category. Next show. iCarly.
Ooh. What's your opinion?
This is the top 2 for me.
Really?
Yeah, like, I watch this every night.
I would say, okay, I don't know if this makes any sense. In the moment, like, top 2, like, pretty good. Now, looking back on it, meh.
It was corny.
It was just corny, and, like, I'm sure my parents were confused at, like, the weirdness of it.
Uh-huh. It was definitely weird. But so, I don't know, like... During that time,
it was very fitting, I feel like. I would rate it, like, is the third meh?
Yeah, that's the middle.
I would rate it in the middle between meh and I turn it on sometimes.
Okay. So I'll put it behind Rugrats. I'll put it on once in a while. So Rugrats is, like, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then iCarly is right behind it.
So did you root for, can we all talk about the iconic episode where Freddie and Sam finally kiss?
Yeah, that was like a nail biter. It's like, The one episode that I can't forget is the one where, who's the camera kid? again?
Freddy?
Freddy, yeah. He has like a broken arm in the shower. Do you remember that one?
No, what does he have to do, poor kid?
Well, he gets help from, I think it's Carly.
Oh, to like do basically everything?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. What was the smoothie place they would go to? You remember when there was that guy with the dreads and he would offer them like a bagel on a stick?
Yeah, the groovy smoothie.
The groovy smoothie, oh my gosh. And didn't they have pear phones?
Yeah. I think that's for every, for Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, because they're like, we're not getting sued by Apple.
And the guy with the dreads was Tebow.
Tebow, oh my gosh, yes. But see, just how odd. That show was so weird.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Especially Spencer sometimes, like...
Well, I think that's, like, pretty accurate for, like, a goofy old brother.
True. He made me want to try spaghetti tacos.
Okay, so what's your next one?
I'm going to say SpongeBob.
SpongeBob? Ooh.
I'm going to say SpongeBob.
So what do you think?
In my mind, SpongeBob is above Drake and Josh. It's like...
What?
The pinnacle of childhood cartoons. I still watch it to this day.
Actually, yeah, I do too. Okay.
The new episodes are different than the old episodes, but it's SpongeBob.
And plus they have, like, movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, like, they still play episodes, so, yeah. So, under watching every night, the first is SpongeBob, and then behind it is Drake and Josh.
I feel like SpongeBob has also outlived Drake and Josh. I mean, like you said, they're still going.
Does it still play, though, Drake and Josh? Like, obviously, they don't make new episodes.
I haven't seen it, like, come on the TV guide in a really long time.
I'm gonna just check Google. Yeah, so they still play it. 7 p.m., 7:30, 8:30.
Huh.
It's on Teen Nick.
Oh, maybe because my family doesn't pay for certain channels. Can't access it.
Yeah, SpongeBob is iconic, though. Alright, so the tier list right now. Under watching every night, the first one's SpongeBob, second one's Drake and Josh, and then under the second best, which we named I'll Put It On Once in a While, the first show is Rugrats, and the second's iCarly.
So, what's last right now, iCarly?
Yeah, currently that's the worst.
Lol. Sorry.
Alright, so my third show is Big Time Rush.
See, now we're getting out of your range. Yeah, it's the opposite. This is when I kind of stopped watching, but I know what you're talking about because I have seen episodes.
Uh-huh. Well, I met them in person, so I've got to put them in the top three categories.
Wait, explain.
So, oh god, it must have been, I don't even know, maybe like, I don't want to say 10 years ago. It was a long time ago.
They were
like driving through Massachusetts because they were on tour or something. And then like one person leaked it, so then they stopped at a local Friendly's actually in my town. And
wait, they stopped at a Friendly's?
Yeah, like the tour bus did.
Dang.
And then the whole parking lot was literally just packed. And yeah, I have a picture here. I'm gonna send it to you on Skype.
Insane. Wait, was this before you knew of them, or like you saw them?
No,
like, oh,
I was watching them religiously.
So did you have a fangirl moment?
Fanboy.
Fanboy moment. Sorry. I offended everyone out there.
Offended me. Yeah, definitely. I was like, oh, okay. Crap. And then there was like one character who did a flip.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
during the show.
picture. I'm looking at it. Yeah, there's, okay. I recognize, so the guy with the floppy swishy hair, the blonde guy, wasn't his name like Kendall or something?
Yep, yep.
The short guy, where's the other guy? Aren't there four of them?
The one in the front.
Oh, he's in the front. Where are you?
Look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people to his right.
Okay, I expected Andrew to send me a picture of him as an adult or a teenager. This is Andrew, like, in his wee years.
Like 8 or 9 or something like that.
The puffiest red coat, and you're like, oh, this is cool. I don't know about this guy. And then your dad's in the background.
Yeah.
That's literally insane.
Yeah.
And then after the picture, what, did you, like, get to talk to them, or it was just kind of like, hey, let's take a picture, then...
No, I think we talked before the picture. It was just, like, high five or hug all the guys, and then, all right, let's take a picture, and then we got to leave.
That's insane.
But there was one of them who did a flip on the show, so I was like, do it in person. So then he did it. I was like, yes.
So they sounded nice, at the least.
Yeah, they're fine, as I remember. Could have been completely different. Who knows?
Well, what is your rating? Because my rating, you're going to hate my rating.
I'm going to put it in either meh. Honestly, it could have been better, though. I'm going to say meh.
Okay. I think I'm with you. Either meh or it could have been better from what I saw of it.
Okay. Let's just throw it in meh for now.
For them being nice in person.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good.
Yeah, definitely. Well, they brought it among themselves. Okay.
So I gotta think of one, right?
Right.
See, I'm afraid to name some of these because I feel like you won't know them.
Wait, let me look at your list.
I feel like you're gonna be like, what are these shows?
Start with the last one.
Did you watch Zoe 101?
Of course I did.
Okay, what did you think of Zoe 101?
Either I'll put it on once in a while or watching every night.
I agree. I was so into it. I could tell you all the characters and, like, their personalities.
Oh, I couldn't. I forgot. Really? At the time, yeah.
Okay, do you remember, remember Zoe, right?
Of course, yep.
And for Chase, he was, like, mad.
The boyfriend, the curly hair, yep.
Yeah, on YouTube... Him and his friend Michael, Dan Schneider, they made a little mini video of them years later, and Zoe finally, like, calls him or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll look at that after. That's cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I want to go to a school like Zoe 101. Like, they have such a cool life.
That's what I thought college was like. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go to California for college.
Get into all these mischievous situations.
Oh my god. Yeah, that school's insane.
It was.
And it's a legit school, too.
What?
Yeah, it's in California.
It was called a PCA, right? No. PC?
PCA, I think.
PCA, California.
It was Pacific Coast Academy. But I don't think it's the... I don't think that's the real name.
I mean...
Wait, that girl's a spear? Spears?
It says Pacific Coast Academy home.
Just look up real Zoe 101 school.
Wow, wait, so do they film it there as well?
It's called Pepperdine University.
That's crazy.
Pepperdine University. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Wow, so you could actually go there? Wait, is it like a school though? Or like a high school or a college?
No, it's a college, yeah.
Dang, that's crazy.
It's like right on the water.
See, it's a college. None of these kids will be going there in high school.
Yeah, but in the show, they were in, like, a boarding school, right?
Yeah, it was like which is kind of weird, but...
They're still around, though.
Boarding schools?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I just don't think of a boarding school being that much fun.
No, they're probably not.
Yeah. Like, I think of an grumpy British person who's like, we're sending you off to boarding school.
Yeah, right. Zoey 101's like the show that you watch if you're in boarding school. It's like, oh, I
According to
wish I
this
was there.
fan, according to this fandom page, in the school, in the show, it's technically a private school because they have to pay for tuition. Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I would say
Boarding
that's pretty.
school isn't free.
So what is the list looking like now?
So we agreed it's going in watching every night.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Is it before Drake and Josh? Is it in between SpongeBob and Drake and Josh?
What would you use? What's your thoughts?
I don't know if it should be in between SpongeBob and Drake and Josh or if it should be behind Drake and Josh.
I'm almost leaning towards behind Drake and Josh because I liked
Same.
Zoey 101, but it wasn't as fun as Drake and Josh.
I'm gonna say behind.
Yeah, I agree. No offense, Zoey 101. We love you.
Okay. Oh no, I got out of it. Okay. So I guess it's my turn. Let me pull up my list. Ooh, this might not be your time either. Victorious?
I did watch Victorious a lot, actually.
Okay, cool. See, this one's gonna be in the lower half.
I agree, yeah.
I'm not gonna be that mean, but I think it should be and could have been better.
It could have been better for sure.
And it also depends on like who's listening to judge because like someone who watched the whole thing could have a different opinion than us because I only watched like the first half.
Yeah, I definitely didn't commit to it all the way until it got canceled, right? Or it didn't get renewed or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I'm not the biggest fan of what's that actor's name?
Like the main one?
Yeah, that plays Victoria. Her name's Victoria Justice, is it not?
Oh, yeah, I think that's her name.
Yeah, I'm not the hugest fan of her. I don't know why. She gives me some weird vibes.
Weird vibes.
She does. Just through the screen, I'm just like, eh.
Okay, so I think it's safe to throw it in. Could have been better.
Yeah,
Or
for sure.
should have been canceled.
I mean, it was kids.
It really wasn't that great.
It was a very try-hard show.
Yeah, let's throw it in. Should have been canceled. Okay, next.
Let's go with I don't know if you ever watched this, but I gotta bring it up. Hannah Montana.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever watch it?
Yeah.
I mean, I would say 10 out of 10, above Zoey 101, above Drake and Josh, above SpongeBob, Hannah Montana.
No.
It was such a good show with life lessons.
It was, but so was Drake and Josh, and so was Zoey 101.
I feel like Hannah Montana was funner. Funner, is that a word? Than Zoey 101.
More fun.
More fun than Zoey 101.
But see, that's a whole age thing now, again.
That's true. I mean, because I stuck with Hannah Montana from like episode one to the last episode, and I was pretty old.
Oh my God, they ended in 2011?
Yeah, and they had a
So.
movie that was iconic.
So I was like 9, 10.
Yeah, so I was just probably just starting middle school or something.
And I was probably in like third grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. Oh, but I
Probably
just.
made the most money out of Drake and Josh and
You
Zoey 101.
think?
Oh, yes.
Really?
They merchandised the crap out of her.
Okay, so how much money did So Miley Cyrus made $15,000 an episode.
And how many episodes were there? There were a lot of seasons.
Let's see. How many seasons were there? 4 seasons?
Are you saying there were 4 seasons?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, 4 seasons. And now let's look at...
Are you seeing how many episodes there are?
Okay, so in Drake and Josh, there were 87 episodes. Drake and Josh got $20,000 each per episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, she got paid per show, but I remember as a little girl, there was Hannah Montana lip gloss, nail polish, birthday parties, like,
mm-hmm.
wigs, anything.
But listen to this. iCarly, Miranda Cosgrove, made almost $200,000 per episode.
Are you kidding me?
And how many iCarly episodes were there?
There was a decent amount.
There must have been. There were 5 seasons.
Some. Oh, wow. More than Hannah Montana.
And I think there were 20. Excuse me. 20 episodes per season. So what's 100 times. That's like 20 mil, right?
Jeez Louise.
Wait, let me just fact check that. Okay, 200 episodes.
I made some wrong decisions in my career choices, I guess.
wait, no, I'm doing this wrong. 200,000 times 100 episodes. Yeah, 20 million. That's crazy.
Golly. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
That is. So you're next, right? Or how many do we have?
Right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So 3 more, right?
Well, we didn't really place Hannah Montana.
Oh.
I'm going to place it in... I want to put it in meh. Yeah, because I'm pissed off now.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Gonna get hate, but it's all good.
Okay. So, is it my turn? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so this is my last one.
Okay.
The Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, forgot about that. That's pretty high up there with SpongeBob, to be honest.
With SpongeBob?
I would say it's pretty high up there, except for how do you feel about when the newer episodes, if you know what I'm talking about.
See, that's what I think puts it in. I'll put it on once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Because when they started adding in Poof, it was kind of cool, but then they added in a dog. Then they added in, like, this other girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then it started just getting out of control.
Right. Like, Poof was fine, but adding all these people, I'm like, let's not.
Yeah. Stick with the original.
Exactly.
I say we put it behind iCarly.
And what do we rank iCarly as?
That she's the second one, and I'll put it on once in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. The Fairly...
It was pretty good, though, when it was just Timmy, and there was, like, these epic movies and stuff.
Yeah. But... Yeah, like, Drake Bell did a movie with them, too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember that, the skiing, or it was like something with snow.
Oh my God. It was the in-person one, right?
Yeah. I can't believe iCarly made 20 million.
I didn't think it was that popular.
Just her.
Jeez.
iCarly. Yeah. Yeah, that's insane. That's so much money. And she was like 13 at the time.
You could buy a house.
A house? Like 20 houses. Okay, so what's your next one?
I'm going to say, I'm trying to think one that is we can both relate to.
Friends.
Oh, okay. I have watched all of Friends.
Same. Jeez. I've got a high rating for this one.
I have a high rating, but I do get... I have a high rating. People are going to come for me for this. But now I view it as, like, that show that's always on the rewind, like, rewind channel, and you just put it on when you're bored. You know what I mean?
Be there for you. Yeah, I think it's iconic.
I'd say I'd, like, turn it on every once in a while. I don't know. I've seen the whole thing, but...
But I'm going to have to put it in front of Fairly Odd Parents.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because okay. Friends never went downhill.
Right. Well, I mean, it did, but behind the scenes.
Question mark?
That we'll save that for another episode. Okay, so that's 5 from each of us.
Let us know if you agree with the rankings or if you strongly protest any of this.
Yeah, so let me just read off the final tier list. Okay, so watching every night, the first show is SpongeBob. Second is Drake and Josh. And then behind that is Zoe 101. And then in second category, I'll put it on once in a while. First one's Rugrats. Second, behind it, it's iCarly. Third one's Friends. And then behind that is The Fairly Odd Parents. Meh is Big Time Rush and Hannah Montana. We didn't put anyone in Could Have Been Better, but Should Have Been Canceled was Victorious.
Dang, so we, I guess we hate Victorious.
Yeah, we hate Victorious. Yep. All right, so we're gonna wrap it up for today's episode. I'm gonna be posting this right now, so yeah, tune in next week. Sid, you want to hook up the socials as usual?
Yep, you can check us out on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Just make sure to follow us and listen to us. And as always, we welcome feedback.
Yeah, we do. Email us or tweet at us or whatever. You nailed it, Sid. All right, catch you next week.
Bye.
See ya.